This recording is from the ACA World Convention that was held virtually in May of 2021. The ACA World Service Organization is grateful to all who contributed to making this convention happen, as well as to all who participated. ACA is an anonymous program. Please respect the anonymity of those that participated in the event. To learn more about the ACA Fellowship, please visit us online at adultchildren.org, where you can find information for newcomers, as well as free literature for download. Information about doing service in the ACA Fellowship can be found at acawso.org and acawsoec.org. To purchase literature or to make a Seventh Tradition contribution, please go to shop.adultchildren.org. We hope you enjoy the following recording from the 6th Annual World Convention, Global Recovery, in May 2021.
Welcome ACA Global Community. Woo! This is an amazing opportunity, and it's like a dream for me to, it's a long, in the process dream to be able to present this. And I want to thank the people who are here tonight who have been a part of our weekly non-dominant handwriting meeting that started in the beginning of the pandemic. So it's midnight where I am, so I'm a little bit loopy, so it's going to be fun. Welcome to the Child Within Non-Dominant Handwriting Workshop of Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunction. My name is Julia, and I'm an adult child. So many have already experienced connecting with the inner child through non-dominant handwriting, and I welcome you. We welcome you. And if you're new to non-dominant handwriting, this workshop will gently introduce you to the process. For this workshop, you will likely want to have, and I could say need, something to write on, paper, journal, and a few writing instruments of your choice. And something that's really exciting in this workshop that's new to the ACA World Convention are the breakout rooms in different languages. So some people might speak English, or, you know, are here hearing me speak English, but that's not the native language, and find that the inner child speaks in the native language. So we're going to have the opportunity to have breakout rooms in the language of your inner child's preference. And so while we're doing the intro, oh, thank you, Alaska. And while I'm reading the welcome, and we're doing the intro, if you'll go ahead and start listing the language of your preference in the chat box, that way our tech host can begin the process of creating those breakout rooms. You can stay in the main room with me. You can go to the breakout room of your choice, and you will have a choice. And so during the pandemic, some of us started meeting on Zoom very informally, and this meeting actually was born out of a solution to my fears of connecting with my inner child. There was too much pain for me to connect with her by myself alone. I had learned about it. I'd learned about how to do non-dominant handwriting, but I found I was not doing it because it was too scary for me to do in isolation alone. And so with the help of my higher presence and ACA Friends on the Path, this workshop was created so connection with the loving parent, the inner child, and sometimes the inner teenager could be made in the safety of the group. And it's made a huge difference for me. Okay, so now Suzanne is going to welcome us. Suzanne is one of my very, very loyal, helpful amazing co-facilitators of our regular non-dominant handwriting meeting. Oh, Alaska, could you go back to the welcome that was just up? I don't know what happened. It moved. There we go. And Suzanne, whenever you're ready, if you want to go ahead and read this slide.
Welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and a warm welcome to our ACA community all around the globe. To this, our sixth annual ACA World Convention and our second fully online one. While the pandemic continues to be a challenging time for many of us, we see how events like this that bring us together, and for that we are grateful for our ACA recovery. This is the largest adult-child meeting in the world, connecting our ACA members, our family of heart, all around the planet to heal together as one unified fellowship. This convention is being hosted by the ACA World Services Organization, and our theme this year is Global Recovery. This year, we have 27 sessions running over 30 hours around the clock and around the world. My name is Suzanne, adult child, and I'm assisting in this workshop, and my location is South Florida. The session is the non-dominant handwriting session.
Thank you, Suzanne. And Alaska, you can remove the slides now. Thank you so much. We meet to connect with our inner child in order to recover from the experiences we had as children growing up in an alcoholic or dysfunctional home. That experience infected us then, and it affects us today. With the help of our loving parent, our compassionate self-talk and affirmations, and a higher power of our understanding, ACAs learn to reparent the inner child, also the inner teenager, which is the true self, with gentleness. ACAs learn to set boundaries with the critical parent, one aspect of which is critical self-talk learned in childhood. As children, we were affected in body, mind, and spirit by alcoholism or other family dysfunction. Our bodies stored the trauma, neglect, and rejection in the form of post-traumatic stress. The mind developed the laundry list traits or the false self to survive. The inner child, the true connection to a higher power of our understanding, went into hiding. ACA recovery can reverse this process. In ACA, we recover in body, mind, and spirit. Through the principles of the program, our bodies are renewed, our minds become clear, and our spirit connects with the higher power of our understanding for an inner awakening. This is ACA wholeness for the individual and a sign of wholeness in the ACA program. And if you will pull up the hearts slide, Alaska, please join me in a moment of silence, followed by the ACA Serenity Prayer. And if you'd like to, you may say it in your own language. And we'll just go ahead. I'm sure the slide will come up soon. God, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that one is me. ACA is one of the few 12-step groups that embraces the difficult task of trauma work, which can often lead to a journey to the inner child, inner teenager, or true self. Non-dominant handwriting is an open invitation to the vulnerable inner child and or teenager to emerge and speak directly with us. The Big Red Book suggests protecting the inner child and the inner teenager, which is the true self. In this workshop, we strive to provide a safe, respectful, and inclusive meeting place for the adult child which is critical to achieving our primary purpose, helping the adult child to clear the wreckage of the past and to find emotional sobriety. To allow everyone a chance to share, the group conscience encourages us, including the leader, to keep our shares to 3 minutes. In the main room, Suzanne will let you know when you have 30 seconds left to wrap up your share, and she will say 30 seconds when the share is at 2 minutes, 30 seconds. And it's helpful to acknowledge she was heard by saying thank you. In the breakout rooms, if possible, would someone simply volunteer to be the timekeeper and call on people to speak in turn? Thank you. This is a description of the non-dominant handwriting process. The practice of non-dominant handwriting is an open invitation to connect our loving parent with our inner child for the purpose of recovering our true self and our connection with the higher power of our understanding. It's also an invitation for our loving parent to set boundaries with our critical parent. While there are many ways to connect with the inner child, consider what feels appropriate for you and your inner child. You're welcome to use the following as suggestions. You might begin with a notebook or paper and at least 2 different writing instruments, such as pens, pencils, markers, crayons, or whatever, and as many as you and your inner child wish. And using the dominant hand, the hand usually used, pick up a writing instrument to ask questions and communicate with the inner child. When complete, that writing instrument is put aside until the next communication from the loving parent or adult self. Next, using the non-dominant hand, the hand we do not usually use, and a different writing instrument, we invite the inner child, our true self, our inner teenager, to reply and communicate with us. Sometimes the inner child handwriting may look very childlike and be difficult to read. This is okay. When practicing non-dominant handwriting and connecting with the inner child, some may see images as if watching a scene in a movie or a play. Some may hear the child through words or thoughts, and some may feel like it's their imagination. We welcome the inner child and write down whatever arises. As we practice non-dominant handwriting and connect with the inner child, each time is its own experience. Sometimes we become familiar with a part of ourselves that returns again and again to communicate. Other times we discover a part of ourselves that we have not met before. While writing with the inner child, some are withdrawn, some bold and rush to meet us, some quiet, some tell lies, and some are shy. This can sometimes feel like meeting an actual child that needs time to trust and to get to know us. Some inner children may show a variety of feelings: sad, hopeless, happy, fearful, worried, angry, playful, mischievous, etc. We welcome them all and know all children are innocent. All are welcome to use the inner child questions that will be located in the chat box, and also when we do the process will be up on the screen. All are invited to connect with your inner child and inner teenager the way that feels right and best for you. Perhaps asking questions of your own or communicating through drawing, coloring, or another way. So we'll begin by finding a comfortable position, noticing your breathing, breathing in and breathing out. And now we're going to have a meditation that will connect us with the loving parent and the inner child. So go ahead and sit comfortably. You can put things aside if you wish. And we'll begin by relaxing and connecting with our loving parent or a higher power of our understanding, which in ACA is our true parent. As you breathe, feel the movement of the breath through the body, unwinding, letting the thoughts come and go. And there's no need to try, as relaxing is the opposite of trying. Just allowing and making space, making room for yourself, just as you are right now. Breathing in and breathing out. Natural breath. Each breath allows the body simply to be, just as it is in this moment. Imagine, visualize, or feel a beautiful, lush forest. It's very early in the morning, and the beautiful silver and golden colors of the sunrise are illuminating bright tendrils of light through the trees on each side of a soft forest path. As you take a nice deep breath, you see a golden dragonfly dancing in the dawn's morning light. As you exhale, you hear birds singing in the nearby trees. Take a moment to listen to the morning bird songs as the birds leave their nests. As you continue walking on the forest path in the soft morning light, just ahead, you begin to see a gentle glowing light, a silhouette where the forest path winds up the gentle sloping hill. The closer you walk towards the glowing light, the brighter the light, and the lighter the path becomes. Now you are close enough. You recognize the loving eyes of a very wise and compassionate being. This being knows you and is full of kindness and love for you. As you look into these loving eyes, you see a tear fall, moved by their deep love for you and for all the sorrows and hurts you and your inner child have ever known. As you look more deeply into these loving eyes, you see it as your own loving parent, your most compassionate self, or higher power of your understanding, who has been walking towards you always. Take a moment to look into these loving eyes feel the love and compassion for you. Allow yourself to ask anything you wish of this loving, wise, and kind being. Perhaps you would like a hug or to be enfolded in love and compassion. If you wish, allow yourself to feel enfolded in the gentle, safe, warm, loving kindness and acceptance. Continue enjoying this feeling. As you continue to feel the presence of love for you, you breathe a slow, natural breath. You begin to feel the freshness of the forest air. Continue feeling the loving kindness and compassion of this loving presence as you journey on together. As you continue journeying slowly, gently up the forest path, you feel lifted and you feel the cool spring morning air, so cool and so crisp against your skin. And it smells so fresh. You can see the mountain mist rising on the path below you. And you hear the sweet and distant sounds of the bird songs also now below. Imagine, feel or picture from the top of the forest path, you can see the whole forest valley below you. Just below, in the lush green forest valley, you can see a group of kids playing all around, some in lush green fields, and some on a playground. You hear the sounds of their voices and their laughter in many different languages. Take a few moments to look at all the kids. Some are playing games or ball, others racing through the grass and fields, some swinging or playing on the monkey bars, some sitting together, talking and laughing, or sitting by themselves, and some may be fighting. Look at all the children. Some may have dark skin or light skin, freckles, sunburned cheeks. Some have short hair or long hair and may be wearing braids or pigtails. Some kids may have blonde hair or red hair. Some have brown or black hair. Some are dirty from playing in the grass. Some might have food stains on their clothes from a picnic lunch or juice on their mouths. Some may be sweaty from running, biking, or wheeling around, playing games. And some may be very clean, and you can tell they don't want to get dirty. Imagine that as you're watching all of the children, one child breaks away from the group and approaches you. As the child gets closer, you realize it is you at a young age. Take a few moments to observe the child. What is the child wearing? How old is the child? Look into the child's eyes. What do you notice? Approach the child and make contact in whatever way you sense would feel appropriate right now. Spend a little time being with your child. Allow the child to guide you, whether playing together or simply sitting close, or holding each other. You may give the child a hug or whatever feels comfortable for you and the child. continue being with your child. Let the child know that you want to be in contact as much as you can from now on. Let the child know you would like to spend some time together, just you and the child. Let the child know how important they are to you, that you would like to get to know them better, and that you'll be doing that by journaling with them in just a moment. Invite the child to stay with you. Gently, slowly, begin to walk back towards the forest path with your child, feeling all your feelings, breathing, feeling the body, feeling alive. Feeling all your feelings. As you step back onto the forest path, you become aware of your whole body. Breathing in and breathing out. Feeling energized, balanced and centered. Breathing in and breathing out. Taking all the time you need. And when you feel ready, in your own time and in your own way, breathing into the body, allowing the breath to awaken the body, beginning to return. Wiggling fingers, wiggling toes, feeling the energy in the body, feeling the body coming all the way back into the room and taking all the time you need. Wiggling fingers, wiggling toes, feeling the weight of the body. Feeling the weight of the body in space and coming all the way back into the body now. And when you're ready, opening your eyes and coming all the way back to the here and now in your own time. And at this time, we'll continue together in silence. And you're now welcome to begin the non-dominant handwriting with your inner child. And Alaska, if you could put the slide up that has all the inner child questions. And Suzanne, if you could repost it in the inner child questions in the chat box. So you can suggested questions if you wish. They'll be in the chat box. And I think we've become unmuted somehow. Somebody got unmuted. There we go. So these are the inner child questions. Some are missing. And just go ahead and connect with your inner child with the non-dominant handwriting process. We'll take 12 minutes and I'll come back in then and let you know that you'll have 2 more minutes to wrap up your communications with your inner child.
Please take the next 2 minutes to wrap up your communications with your inner child.
Take a moment to thank your inner child for all they have shared. Wrap up your communications with your inner child. Invite your inner child to remain with you. Let your inner child know they are important to you. Before we open the meeting for sharing, when we go into our breakout rooms, if you're able, please use the Zoom raise your hand feature to indicate you'd like to share. And we'll keep sharing to 3 minutes. And in each breakout room, if someone would please volunteer to keep time, and if needed, to call on participants to share in turn. And please let each know that at 2:30, they have 30 seconds left to wrap up their shares. It's the first time we're using this feature, so we'll just do the best that we can with it. If you need help, ask for help feature, and you can click on that and someone will assist you as soon as possible. But there's so many of us, so we'll just have to do the best we can. If for any reason you wish to return to the main room, you can exit your breakout room at any time. And since time is limited, if you don't get the opportunity to share, you're welcome to share in the chat box. And that's a way we could maximize our time. And everyone will receive a 1 minute broadcast notification before your breakout room will close in order to let the person who's sharing complete their share. And then everyone will rejoin in the main room. And the main room will be in English. And you have an opportunity to choose whichever language you and your inner child would like to choose. So at this time, please go ahead and select your breakout room and open your room for sharing. And you're welcome to remain in the main room here if you wish. So the meeting is open for sharing. Is everybody?
Yeah.
So I created two more English rooms in case you wanted to break out the English speaking into more, because it's predominantly English. And there's a couple of rooms that that I think there will only be one person in. So I don't know if they're going to want to stay in.
If you end up in a room by yourself and you want to come back, just come back. Thank you, Alaska. Thank you for giving me that information and sharing that with all of us. So everybody heard what I heard. So if there's so many English speakers, there's two more rooms to make it more opportunity for more people to share. You can stay here. You can go into the other English speaking breakout rooms. Is everybody finding their way?
I'm not sure that folks can see the names of the breakout rooms. So if you would like to be assigned to a breakout room, just message me, let me know.
Okay.
Have a Spanish language, Chinese, Hebrew, Romanian, and German.
So just to post in the chat box?
Yep, just post in the chat box.
You want to be placed in a... And Carrie will. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you so much.
Or if you would like to be in a smaller breakout room.
So thank you all. So we're going to go ahead and the meeting is now open for sharing. And who would like to share? I see Kevin C. And Suzanne will be timing you. So at 2 minutes, 30 seconds, she'll let you know you have 30 seconds to wrap up your share. I think you can unmute yourself, Kevin, can you? Can Kevin unmute himself? There you go. Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. I'm Kevin. I'm a child. So I missed the part about writing the questions with dominant hand and answering with the non-dominant hand. I just wrote the answers out. And that was a really good meditation. It really set my mind to this work. But when we began, I'm having already a hard time connecting with my inner child. So I was hoping this workshop would lead me to that. And I started in this program about 3 years ago, and I really wanted to learn more about this because I hear a lot of success stories with the non-dominant handwriting. So I wanted to learn more about it. I guess I really have more of a question than a share, because I find that I'm not connecting with the inner child. I'm answering as I think my 16-year-old Kevin would have answered. And I think that's not the same thing that we're looking for here. So I'm going to yield back the rest of my time to somebody who's maybe had some success with this and can let me know if that's how it works, or I don't want to say what I'm doing wrong, but a better way to do this. Thank you for picking me.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Thank you for sharing. And we'll have time at the end when we probably get through the closing for people to ask a few questions, or you can put questions in the chat box, or I will give you an email that you can reach out as well. So Catherine M., would you like to unmute yourself and share?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
So this was challenging for me. I have a hard time sometimes with guided meditations, but I just tried to stay with it, and it put me into like a relaxed state, which is the purpose, I guess. So it was good in that sense. And I noticed that as soon as you were describing the children, all these really unpleasant feelings came up for me, like, you know, you said things like dirty and sweaty, and I was just like, ew, ew, a lot of that icky feeling came up. So that was interesting for me to notice. I don't have children in my life, so it's not something I'm exposed to a lot, that feeling. But I do have this aversion to connecting with children, that's for sure. And that came up in my questions too. There's a couple parts that I was able to communicate with. It's two different ages, and I think it's like a teenage part. And initially I have connected with my younger inner child in this way once before, twice before. And so I was able to do that initially, and I started with, what do you like? Or no, what are you feeling, is where I started. And I put, afraid you'll leave when I need you. And then the next question was, do you know that I love you? And I picked out two different shades of red crayon right before this started, which I didn't really know why, but I picked a different shade. And I answered in the different shade of red, no, you just want to look good. And then, what do you feel about me coming to visit you? Fake, you're a liar. What do you like? Alone and safe. And what's your favorite place? Alone. And then just some, you know, ugly stuff about love is a lie and things like that, like just, you know, venting and angst. And then I started again by saying, what is your name? And the age kind of came to me that this, about 17 is kind of how I feel. My age kind of settled at, you know. But then I asked again, what's your name? And it was Kathy. And how old are you? And it was my four-year-old, my little one, that came out. And what would you like? And cuddles and hugs. And what kinds of things do you like to do when you play? And coloring and yelling and being dirty in the park, right? So there is a part of me that doesn't want to connect with this little one and is sort of doing some defense work. And I wasn't really aware of that. I knew this part was there sabotaging me, but I couldn't really understand that there was a good purpose to it. So it was interesting. And yeah, I feel better having shared that. So thank you so much for this meeting and for this practice. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for sharing. And we'll go to Malena.
Hi, thanks. You got it right. Usually people mispronounce my name, so thank you. So when I was writing, some interesting things that came up for me. Well, one interesting thing was when I asked if I could visit, she said, I'd like you to visit, but don't bring the scary girl. And in my mind, that was my teenage self, because my teenage self just recently kind of lashed out a little bit. And so that was kind of interesting to make me realize that I think there needs to be some smoothing over between the two. But yeah, so it was pretty interesting. And I asked how she felt. She said, I feel lonely because mommy and daddy fight. So that was kind of sad to hear. But yeah, but it was interesting. So thank you very much for this experience. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Judith M., would you like to unmute?
Hello, my name is Judith. I'm a recovering codependent child alcoholic. Thank you for this workshop. This is great. I had done this before, but I never got this reaction. I asked my inner child, how old are you? She's 5 years old. And I said, what are the things that you like to do? And she gave me a whole list. She was very talkative. And the thing that really got to me, though, is what do you feel about me coming to visit you? And she said, I love that you came to visit me. And I started to cry. I don't know why. I just started to cry. It's like, hey, she wants me there. And then I said, what do you need from me right now? And of course, she said, big hugs and lots of kisses. I love you. And I want you to know that I'm glad you love me. So when I was a kid, my family of origin is, my mom was English, and they're not very demonstrative, you know, There was no sitting on my mom's lap. There was no hugging. There was no kissing. There was no touching. So it's like my inner child is wanting that. And I am so glad that I can now give that to her. And I can feel it from her to me. So this was a great workshop. I didn't get that kind of reaction before. And I was still crying by the time I was wrapping up. So thank you very much for letting me share. I'm very grateful for this.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, can I jump in for just a moment? So we can't create new rooms right now and we can't rename them, but there's a couple of empty ones. So if anyone would like to be in a smaller English breakout room, I'm gonna pop you into the Romanian room. So just let me know in the chat. Thanks.
Okay, thank you so much, Carrie. We get the tech issues sometimes and we just do the best we can. So the room is still open for sharing. Would someone else like to share? Just use the raise hand feature. Oh, Clint, I just went to a different view. Now I see you. Would you like to unmute?
Thank you. My name's Clint. I'm from Northern California. Adult child. So this is the first time I've done this, and what pops up for me is, my inner child does not have the same name as me. when I'm taking a look at my higher power, the image that comes is Santa Claus without the suit. the age is about 4 years old. Is there anything that this inner child would like to say? And the inner child just says, hey, and it's like one of those, like, hey, okay, hi, whatever. Okay. So anyway, I thought that was very, very spontaneous. And free and easy, and which is, that is not me. So that was different and encouraging. So anyway, thanks. It was a very interesting experience.
Thank you so much. So I see Bodhi, you have your hand raised. Would you like to unmute and share?
Yes, hi. Thank you so much. My name's Bodhi. I'm a recovering adult child. And I'm not going to go on video. I feel pretty tender right now, but it's really wonderful to be together. And thank you for this, for what you're offering here. This was really powerful. I cried a lot and I really got in touch with her. Lisa is her name, and she told me that she's 7 and sometimes 4. And she likes lots of delightful things, a lot of body, you know, like jumping and skipping and playing hopscotch and being outside. And what she told me was that she doesn't like to be alone when she's sad, and that she's alone too often. And I really felt like it revealed to me that I was in fact alone a lot as a young girl, even though I had a sibling who was fairly close in age. But I just think that our environment, it just didn't lend itself to us really finding allies in each other, you know? And when I asked her what she would like from me, she said that I stay with her. That I help her to learn and grow. And that's so moving to me as a woman and as a parent. I have a 9-year-old boy. Yeah, I told her that she's very important to me and that I promised to care for her well, and that I thanked her for being with me, for willing to trust me. And this feels like a great beginning. So thank you again. I'll pass.
Thank you so much. Would anyone else like to share? Well, I'll share. I love to share. My name's Julia, and I'm a recovering adult child. And I didn't actually do the writing exercise since I'm doing the workshop, but I just want to share that when I started this process, my inner child was really, really, really upset. She was really upset. She was mad. She would write things like, you know, I hate people. I hate mommy and I hate daddy and all kinds of stuff. And it was really great for her to have that total expression and just to be given permission to say and scribble and write things in big letters and angrily. And I noticed that it gave way to sometimes the inner child would show up sad, which was sort of harder for me to access. It was easier for me to feel anger than to get into those tender, vulnerable places. And then sometimes she'd show up happy. That took a while, but then I started to get connection and I love you. And it wasn't like a progression that just went from one thing to the other. It moves around, but it was just such a homecoming, you know, to have that connection with parts of myself that I hadn't had access to, and sometimes shocking revelations, like things I hadn't even remembered. Being able to remember when I loved my mommy, that was big. So thank you for letting me share. And I'm going to pass to Susan R. Would you like to unmute yourself and share?
Yes, my name is Susan, and I'm an adult child of dysfunctional families from Vancouver, Washington. And I really like this meditation. It helped me to reach my inner child, who is nine. This one is nine. And I've been working at this about a year now, consistently doing non-dominant handwriting. And it's been very, very hard to reach my inner child. She's been in hiding. And basically, you know, decades of my whole life, she's been in hiding. So, but I believe in the process, and it makes sense to use the non-dominant handwriting because I forget the scientific explanation of it, but it totally works. It bypasses that thinking part of my brain or whatever. It gets into my like subconscious. And this meditation was really, really good. And it really reached inside of me. And I got very free-flowing answers this time, instead of, you know, having to pull answers out with pliers or anything. It's like they came more freely. So anyway, I just wanted to say that, and I'm very grateful for this workshop. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone who has shared. I think we have time if one more or two more people felt a burning desire. Okay, Eden, would you like to unmute and share?
Hi, my name is Eden. I'm here in California. This is all very foreign to me. A friend of mine had introduced me. She goes, what's that, to this group and to this, the Al-Anon and this ACA. So I'm, you know, I think I took it literally. When I answered it, my answers were like, I think were of current. But what made me, when I thought more about it, I think it was because I didn't have that much of a childhood. And so it was just like, because I was like in a military family and we had to keep on moving. So I wasn't able to establish like any like friendships. And I think that's also when it was trying to answer toward the end. And I think it was more when it says, do you know that I love you? I said, yes. And then I put, a lot of mine was more of, you know, love and, how do you say that? Love and the hugs and the kisses, that I feel that I was kind of deprived of. So this was an interesting exercise, and maybe it's like, I'd like to know more about it on what the concept is about. So, and then also the meditation, I think that was really, for me, it was soothing, and it brought back a lot of childhood memories of playing. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So we have three more people who would like to share. We're starting to run out of time. I want to run over, but there's an intermission act after this. So what I'd like to do is give, I think this could work if everyone was willing to just take a minute. I think all the three people who would like to share, and then we'd have to stop there. Suzanne, could you give everybody a 10 second at the end of 1 minute-ish? So I'll start with Satish. Would you like to unmute and share? Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Julia. I'll take a minute. So I have been grateful, again, adult child. I've been in ACA for 4 years. I have been doing non-dominant handwriting for 4 years, and I have really close connection with the inner child, and this is what he does these days. So this is what we have done today, all day, and that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Satish. And now we'll go to Kelsey Z. Would you like to unmute and share?
I'm really grateful to be here. I've been in ACA for about a year and a half. This is just my second time doing non-dominant handwriting. I was surprised by how freely the answers flowed. The thing that stuck with me the most, I think, was the question, what do you like? I said art and friends. And then it was like, what don't you like? And the only thing that came to mind was, I don't like seeing daddy on weekends, because that's where like I was abused as a kid. And then the only other thing was like, I don't like bullies. But that was it. Like, I like tuning into my child self, there was nothing else that like I had a problem with. So, yeah, I think that's all. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry the time is short. I want to hear more. Laura Donna, would you like to unmute and share?
Yes, thank you. I'm Laura Donna. I'm from Mexico. And I've only been to a couple of meetings, so I'm pretty new to the program. And I realized that during the meditation, I felt insecure to meet my inner child. As an adult, I felt like a little bit scared and insecure. And when I'm not really sure I could really connect with my inner child for like the whole, all of the questions. But at some point I felt this insecurity that I felt as a child being around my parents. And I realized that I felt lonely and that I carried on as an adult. And yeah, that was heavy. But I guess coming and practicing the program will help me to connect with myself. And I realized that I've been practicing. Thank you. I've been practicing other 12-step programs, but what I was missing was this connection with my inner self and my inner child. And I crave for it. I long for it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you, everyone, for sharing.
Would you like me to call the people back from the breakout rooms?
I was just going to say that. Thank you.
All right. I'll send them a message.
Okay. So we may have a moment while they come and rejoin us. Can you let us know when people are back? Oh, I think they're back. Okay. So everyone's rejoining us from the breakout rooms, and we're going to close the workshop. Thank you very, very much. This is a dream come true for me to share this with all of you. That's all the time we have. Please take a moment to share to thank your inner child for all they have shared. And you're welcome to invite your inner child to remain with you. Let your inner child know they're very important to you. And if you'll pull up the inner child affirmations, please. Or you can just repeat them after me. And you can invite your inner child to join us together in saying the inner child affirmations, thank you, that are on the screen. If you want to unmute, you're welcome to. I keep you safe.
Keep you safe.
I keep you safe.
I protect
you.
I love you.
That was awesome. If through this process, strong feelings have emerged and further support is needed, please reach out after the workshop to an ACA friend on the path and or to a therapist for outside help. If this experience was useful for you, there's a complete non-dominant handwriting meeting format that I created embedded in the convention schedule for you to keep, share, translate, and create your own meetings. If you'd like to join our ongoing non-dominant handwriting meeting that's been open since March of last year, we meet every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Zoom
And the meeting ID number is 245-512-5297. And Suzanne will post this in the chat box as well. And I want to give you the passcode, but I want you to know a couple things about this meeting that make it a little bit different. It's a 90-minute meeting, so there's enough time for everyone to share. And we run the meeting with the same common courtesies as an in-person meeting. So we ask people to keep their videos on and to just be present with the meeting while they're on the meeting. So the passcode for this meeting is 863-195. And if you have any questions about how to start your own meeting or non-dominant handwriting, you can reach out to me at, it's capital letters, ACANDH, and then it's handwriting at gmail.com. Again, this will get posted in the chat box. And I want to say a special thank you to all those who helped make this workshop possible tonight, all the people I don't know that made this possible, and all those who've supported this meeting tonight, Carrie and Alaska, and especially Suzanne, thank you so much. And to all those who've supported our ongoing ACA non-dominant handwriting meeting for the last more than a year, thank you so, so much. And now we're going to close the meeting with the Serenity Prayer. And if it's possible to pull up the hearts poster, we can, thank you so much. We can say this together in our own language if you'd like to unmute, and we can just go for it together. We'll take a moment of silence, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Thank you so much for participating. And the next two sessions, I'll tell you the next two sessions, and then if anybody has any questions, we actually have like 2 minutes I could answer some questions. But the next two workshops, there's a dance party with Sharon F. in the Lavender Room, so that's here. And in the Green Room, there's a Far East panel on China, Japan, Singapore, and Taiwan with David, Clara, Koro-san, Eriko, Sun, Helen, and Sean. So thank you very much. And I wish everybody amazing experiences of connecting with your inner being.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. Does anyone have any questions? Awesome. You're welcome. Thank you so much. Anyone have any questions that you'd like to ask?
I do.
Is that you, Bodhi?
It's Deborah.
Okay.
So can you differentiate verbally the difference between the true self and the inner child? Not the same, right? Or they're parts of each other?
Well, the Red Book says that the inner child is the true self, that it's part of our authentic self. That's my understanding. And that we're accessing parts of ourselves that may have been exiled. So it's part of our authentic being when we connect with the inner child or the inner teenager. That's my understanding. Thank you for asking that.
Thank you.
Sure. Does somebody else have a question?
Hi, it's Bodhi.
Hi, Bodhi.
Yeah. So the questions that were listed tonight, are those just some of the many questions that we might use? Yeah. Okay.
Those are suggested questions that I came up with the help of my group. And you could come up, it's just they're starter questions.
Right.
But then you can come up with your own, and then you can ask whatever comes up in the moment that you're curious about.
Right.
And that was okay. Good. That was a good question that you asked.
Okay. And then just a follow up on the Monday meeting that you mentioned, are you changing questions from week to week in your prompts there?
It's the same. We alternate according to who's leading the meeting between that meditation and the meditation in the Big Red Book.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Sure. If you go to the schedule and you look at the format that's embedded there, mm-hmm. you will see the complete meeting format. It will be exactly that.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Okay.
Sure, thank you. Kevin,
I just wanted to add that, you know, even if you attend that meeting or if you create any other, every person is always welcome to connect in any way that is, you know, works for them. So you can just chat with your inner child or, you know, ask whatever questions you want. So
Thank you. Okay, Kevin, do you want to ask your question quickly?
Yeah. So how important is it to write the question with your dominant hand? Because I was really having to concentrate. It's my first time doing this. I really had to concentrate on keeping the pen on the paper in the right position so I could actually write legibly. I mean, at least halfway legibly. I was just asking my questions in my head.
Okay. So the process is to write with your usual hand asking the questions and then answer with the hand you don't usually use. And it can be difficult, just like when you're little learning how to write, but it does access that different part of the brain. So it can feel awkward at first, and it's okay. You don't even have to be able to read it as long as you're starting to get some different parts of your brain going. I hope that helps. And if you have more questions, please reach out. So I can take one more person, or then we're going to cut into the next person. And I think there was somebody who had raised their hand first, but I'm having a hard time.
I think Tammy had her hand up first.
Yes. My dad took my crayons and my spoons out of my left hand to make me right-handed. Is it possible I may not be right-handed after all? And how, I'm confused, what do I do?
So I would say experiment and see if you access more of the inner child. And maybe you could even ask your inner child which hand she would like to write with.
Ah, okay, thank you so much.
My pleasure, it was wonderful, everybody. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy convention, everybody.
Happy convention.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.